Thanks so much, Good News Guys. We are so excited about the ministry that God is giving to you. And for all of you that are listening and watching, I hope you will take the opportunity to not only listen and enjoy the Good News Guys on your own via YouTube or Facebook, but I hope you'll also pass it on and share it with the people around you. We all need some good news. And Vinny and Jordan do a great job of sharing the good news of Jesus in some really, really fun, creative ways. Well, I'm really excited that you are joining us today. I'm excited about sharing God's Word with you. There's a question that I get asked all the time, every single day. It's a question that is asked of me so often that I frequently respond without even thinking about my answer. It's a question you're familiar with. You get asked this question all the time, every day as well. It's only three words, but it really does have some significance. Here it is. Are you ready? Are you ready? Now, depending on the time of day and the unique situation, what's attached to that question, are you ready, changes rapidly. It might go something like this. Are you ready to take a shower? Are you ready for a cup of coffee? Are you ready to go to the office? Are you ready for that conversation you're going to have later in the day? Are you ready to make a decision? Are you ready for that meeting? Are you ready for dinner? Are you ready to sit down and watch a movie together? Are you ready for bed? I mean, that question gets asked all the time, every day, throughout the day. I suspect that all of you could add your unique are you ready questions to this list. In fact, some of you probably ask, are you ready, before you clicked into our online worship gathering today. Or maybe you ask it multiple times as you were gathering the family together, trying to get everybody in the car to come to a worship gathering at one of our campuses today. And depending on how many times you already asked the question, probably determined how much exasperation was in your voice. Here's what I think is thought-provoking. Did you know that in our quest to be rich in what matters most, that there actually is an are you ready question? Let me give you the context. We're in this series, Being Rich in What Matters Most, where we are trying to discover what true wealth and true riches look like from God's point of view. From eternity's point of view, what is true wealth and true riches? And we've also been discovering, looking for the answer to how do you actually handle wealth well? When God blesses you, when God places resources in your hands, then how do we actually manage it well and handle it well? Well, there's a key passage that we have been revisiting each weekend of this series, and I want to point you to it again today. It's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. We know the Apostle Paul is writing this to a young man named Timothy who pastors a church in the ancient city of Ephesus. All sorts of people are coming to Jesus and following Him, and they come from all different backgrounds, all different socioeconomic levels. And so Paul writes these words to Timothy, helping people understand what it looks like to handle money, whether you have a little, whether you have just enough, or whether you have a whole lot. How do you handle what you have in a God-honoring way? And so Paul writes these words. He says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. And then he tells us some very specific instructions. Verse 18, he says, tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works. We talked about what that looks like last week. And then he says, tell them to be generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. Did you see the question? Did you see the challenge? He says, always be ready to share with those in need. Are you ready to share with those in need? This theme of generosity and doing good, serving others, it shows up everywhere in Scripture. And it is particularly prominent in the New Testament letters written to the early church. All of these people, new followers of Jesus, trying to figure out what it looks like to follow Him in their everyday lives. And as the writers talk about what this looks like to follow Jesus every day, in every moment, in every situation, there's this constant challenge to live with extravagant generosity. Always be ready to share with others. In another letter called Galatians, Paul says it this way. He says, take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others. Never miss a moment. Never miss the opportunity to actually bless people around you. And then in another letter, 2 Corinthians, Paul is writing to Christ followers about how they should live with generosity, how they should pass on what God has blessed them with to people around them. And he puts it this way, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. He says, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. God is giving you what He's giving you, says Paul, so that you can always be ready to be generous. Now, this challenge is so clear. It's just so clear. Paul says, don't live clutching and grasping at everything for your own benefit, but live with open hands. Always be ready to be generous. He says to us that we should wisely use our resources. Everything we've been given, we should wisely use it. We should enjoy it, but we should also share it with others. We are to live ready. Ready to share with others. So we ask the question of ourselves today as we begin to unpack Scripture, are you ready? If we're going to answer yes, it'll be because we've done some things to get ready. If we're going to be ready, we have to do some things to get ready. Think for just a minute about this generosity project that Grace Point is doing right now for our Pregnancy Resource Center here in Shiawassee County and at our St. John's campus for the Baby Pantry. Many of you have been participating in this project, and you have been bringing in items that were requested in bags that look something like this, and you've been dropping them by during the week at our campuses, or some of you have been walking into a gathering on Sundays, and you've had these bags in your hands filled with things like diapers and baby wipes and formula and bottled water. That's what generosity looks like in this particular project. But here's what we all know. If we wanted to participate in the project, if we wanted to be generous, if we wanted to share with others as we're commanded to do, then there were some things we had to do to get ready. I mean, these bags and these items didn't just automatically appear out of thin air in our car or in our hand. There were some things that had to be done to get us ready to participate. I think if we're going to live out this command to always be ready to share with others, there are some intentional practices or habits we're going to have to put into our lives on a daily basis. They're not complicated, but they really are life-changing, and they are at the foundation of always being ready to share with others. So what are the practices? I think there's three basic practices that might play themselves out in our lives in unique ways. But let me give you three words, three practices. We need to put into our lives the intentional practice of priority. Priority. You see, generosity doesn't ever happen unless we make it a priority. If we wait until we are ready, if we wait until we feel rich, we'll never, ever start this journey of generosity. Now, we know that most of us are already rich compared to most of the world's population. We don't recognize it when we look at the people around us here in the U.S. But generosity is not based on how much you have in terms of financial possessions. Generosity is not based on whether you feel rich or feel poor. No, generosity is based on your heart. And it's time to be generous now, no matter whether you feel wealthy or whether you feel poverty-stricken. Now, some of you might be thinking, are you sure that right now is the best time? Some of you are thinking, if you knew the details of my financial situation, you would probably never advise me to start being generous, at least not right now. And some of the rest of you are thinking, well, you know, generosity is a good idea, but probably I should wait until I take care of some other things first. I should wait until I'm completely out of debt, or I should wait until I repair my car, or until I pay for those kids' braces, or until I get caught up on my cell phone bill. But I need to remind you that generosity is not dependent on your current financial situation. As counterintuitive as it seems to be, generosity should begin wherever you are, whatever situation you're in. Because generosity has not so much to do with your wallet as it does with your heart. So you have to make it a priority. I love the words of Andy Stanley when he says, when you make generosity and giving a priority, something happens inside of you. Especially when it's financially challenging, when you actually don't feel ready. He said, when you are generous in those moments, it's like you loosen your grip on the value system that says money is the key to life and happiness and safety. In that split second, when you decide to be generous, you actually reject that way of thinking and you embrace this wonderful principle that says, my hope is not in riches, but in Him who richly provides. Our eyes become open to a value system that is not ever measured in dollars and cents. The best way that you and I can make giving a priority is to say, I am going to be generous first. It's the first thing I'm going to do. Whenever I am on the receiving end of resources, whenever I am doing my life and I am receiving blessings from God and I'm receiving a paycheck, I'm going to make sure that I am generous first. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the principle of giving God our first and our best so that He can bless the rest. And when you're talking about financial resources, that means before everything else gets written out, before everything else gets taken care of, we determine that we are going to honor God first. We are going to be generous first. And that acknowledgement, that gesture acknowledges that God is the giver of everything we have and that we are going to not be one who hoards it all for ourselves, but we are going to live out the commands that were given in Scripture to always be ready to share with others. Whatever the amount is not significant. It's you and I putting God first, living generously, living ready to be generous, means we have to put into our life the practice of priority. It also means that we're going to have to put into our lives the practice of margin. Margin. Now, some of you immediately think of the white margin on a page. But if we're going to live being generous, we're going to have to create space and margin in our lives for generosity to happen. Think about it. Like the issue of time. Sometimes we pack our schedule so full that all we are doing is simply surviving, simply getting from one place to another, simply doing one task after another, and there's no time for us to volunteer, to assist, to do anything that is beyond our own unique interest because we've so packed our schedules with everything else. If we're going to volunteer at a nonprofit agency, if we're going to volunteer for the mobile food pantry at the St. John's campus every month, or if we're going to spend a little extra time helping our neighbors or doing something that would invest in somebody else, then we're going to have to create space to do it, margin to do it. Same thing with our resources. If we spend everything we bring in on ourselves, on just maintaining a lifestyle that we've chosen, we'll have no margin for generosity. We have to plan. We have to budget. We have to create margin in our finances so that we actually have the ability to be generous. Now, depending on your season of life, creating margin is more challenging than at other times of life. If you are a young family with young children or you have kids that are involved in a lot of different activities and sports, then creating margin is a huge challenge. But no matter your season of life, if you don't make being ready to be generous a priority, you will never, ever create margin, because there will always be stuff to fill up your schedule and there will always be stuff to take your resources. We have to make generosity a priority. We have to create margin so that generosity has space to happen. And we have to put one other practice into our lives, and that's the practice of awareness. Awareness. If you're going to be good at generosity, then you have to begin cultivating an awareness of the things that really matter. You have to begin cultivating an awareness of things that matter to our Heavenly Father, of opportunities that make a real difference in our world. You know, we live in a society that sometimes feels very, very sheltered from what's happening in the rest of the world. And we look at everything based on our small perspective of just our neighborhood and our school or our church family or our unique situation. And we forget there's an entire world out there that sometimes looks very different than what we experience in our local community. On the other hand, we are aware of all kinds of things that news medias want us to be aware of. And so sometimes we let those organizations or social media, we let them determine how much we actually know about the issues happening around our world. I would say that we need to be aware of what's happening beyond just what we see on the news or beyond just what's happening in our local circles. And we need to open our hearts and minds and ask God to help us be aware of the things that are really important to Him, issues that we feel drawn to, that God prompts in us to be aware of this and to actually make a difference. Maybe you and I both need to start praying more. A famous prayer that goes something like this: God, break my heart with the things that break your heart. God, I want to be concerned about the things that you're concerned about. And I know this: God wants to bless the people around us because He's placed those people in our lives so that you and I can be a vehicle through which He can bless them. You and I have been given blessings, and we have received the generosity of God so that we can actually be a vehicle through which God can bless the people around us. I was reading a while back about a speech that King George of England gave in the 1930s to a disarmament conference. This speech was being broadcast via radio to millions of people all throughout Europe. And in the middle of his speech, somebody who was trying to help the production of the event was walking through, and they tripped over the wires that had been stretched across the floor. They tore them loose and actually interrupted this radio signal that was going out live all over Europe. The chief engineer saw what was happening, and he saw the crisis unfold. He saw the person trip. He saw the wires ripped out. And so he quickly grabbed onto those wires with his bare hands, and the frequency and the current was actually able to go through him from one wire to the next and continue the signal. For 20 minutes, that current literally passed through him while the king finished his speech. I'm told, and the story said, that his hands were slightly burned, but there were no other effects for him. But through him, the words of the king had been communicated to millions of people who actually heard his speech clearly and distinctly. That engineer actually showed courage, he showed problem-solving ability, he showed endurance, and he allowed the king's message to reach its destination. And I think that God is calling each of us to be a conduit through which God's resources can reach the places where they are needed most. The question really for us today is, is very simple. Are you ready? Are you ready to be generous by meeting a need like the generous project we're doing right now? Are you ready to do whatever it is that God calls you to do so you can share His good news and His hope with the people around you? If you're ready, you're going to have to put some practices into your life. And maybe as you think about this simple truth today, maybe you need to evaluate the priority of generosity in your life. And maybe God's Spirit would say to you, the reason why you haven't been more generous is because you've simply not made it a priority. Or maybe for you it's the area of margin. Maybe you have so filled your schedule or so filled your budget with everything else that there's no margin, there's no space for generosity. And maybe the Holy Spirit of God would say to you, you need to make some different decisions and choices and readjust some things so there's actually space for generosity in your life. Maybe we have resources and maybe we actually have margin, but we're just not aware. And maybe we need to make ourselves aware of those things that actually break the heart of God, things that we ought to be concerned about. We ought to be made aware of ways that we can be used by God to make a difference in the people around us. Are you ready? I'm praying that God will help all of us be ready always to share with others. Let me pray for you. God, as we think about your word today, as we think about this truth, we pray that you would help us to go from here and do whatever you are calling us to do, whatever you're prompting us to do, so that we can live out this scripture to always be ready to share with others. God, I pray that you would help us make it a priority. I pray that you would help us adjust things so that we have the margin and the space for generosity. And I pray that you would make us aware of those things that break your heart, areas that we can actually make a difference. I pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct and that we would respond and that we would always be ready. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.